Do we have faith in God as the loving Father? Do I have faith that God loves me perfectly, that I'm his beloved son, his beloved daughter? Do I have faith that God has deep, loving, abiding, perfect concern for me? You see, when we talk about faith, we first have to begin with the faithfulness of God. The faith that we're called to first begins by seeing the faith of God in us. That's connected to his mercy and love. Him choosing us in our brokenness and our sin. Him being faithful to us even as we continuously reject him in our life over and over again. How the people of God continually reject him over the ages of the world. And yet, he is faithful to his covenant of love to us. Faith is something in our life we have to ask for God to renew in us. We see in our first reading today the prophet Habakkuk struggling with faith. He talks about, Lord, how long is it going to be? I cry out violence. Lord, come. Maybe that rings a bell for us, maybe in our life right now or in the past, a time that we were going through a really difficult time and we needed faith. We felt abandoned by God, rejected, alone. Faith is something that it's easy to lose in our life. Authentic faith, a faith that believes that God is who he says he is. It's very interesting, this gospel passage today, Lord, increase my faith, and it reminds me of another gospel passage that's very similar. The apostles kind of start off out of the blue with this question, Lord, increase our faith. It reminds me of the time when they come to Jesus and they say out of the blue, Lord, teach us to pray. Why do I say that today? I think faith is deeply connected with our prayer. Today, if we're thinking about needing to be renewed in faith, I think we also need to look at our prayer life. What does our prayer life look like? Why do I say that? Because prayer and faith are intimately connected. I can't have faith in someone that I don't know. How do I know God? Through prayer. So prayer renews our faith and our trust in God. And it's interesting how faith and prayer are almost the exact same thing. When I'm struggling and I have faith, I'm doing an act of prayer. Because I'm turning to God. Faith is to turn to God and trust in him. That's a prayer. Or every time I pray, I'm relating to God. Authentic prayer is relating to God. That's an act of faith. So prayer and faith going intimately together. We might even think of it maybe an image like this. You know, I can't have faith without prayer, just like I can't go swimming without water. They go together. So today, as we think about the faith that we want to have, let's look at our prayer life. A couple questions to maybe ask you today. What does your prayer look like? Is it a prayer of intimate communion with God? Is it regular and constant in your life? Is it the first thing? Jesus talks today about the expectation that's put on the servant. The servant is out in the field all day working and then comes back, and then Jesus says, what is expected? The master doesn't let the servant then eat. No, the master expects the servant to do his role, to serve the house. It's interesting, in our life of faith, so often that's where we need to put ourselves, is asking for the grace to do what's expected of us in the midst of difficult moments, when we feel the exhaustion of being in this world, lacking the fullness that's only going to come, hopefully, God willing, for each and every one of us, with eternal life. And so when we come home from a busy day of work or we've had a tough week, it's very hard to pray, do what's expected of us, enter into relationship. It's interesting, I think about my busy life and the times where I'm not really living in prayer. So often I let other things take the place of the first thing, prayer, being with the Lord, all the obligations I have here at the parish, all the things that I want to do. I'm so busy during the day that when I finally have some free time, I want to take time for myself. But that's the exact time in my exhaustion where I need to turn to the Lord. Lord, increase my faith. And it's interesting, when we're not praying in our life, think about what your life looks like. We end up entering into that typical place of kind of just lukewarmness, where we lose a sense of purpose in our life. We're kind of just going through the routine. We start to become angry and bitter at people. We start to lose a sense of joy, a sense of the gratitude of all the blessings God bestows on us in our day, losing a sense of the dignity of those around us and those we're called to love, our family, our friends, our spouses, you, my flock. Lord, increase my faith. It's interesting to think about, too, when we fall away from faith in our life, our prayer starts to not even look like prayer. Or prayer starts to just be used as a tool by which we control God. Think about how we can enter into that sometimes in our prayer. We come to God in prayer telling him what we want, when we want it, and how we want it. Instead of coming before God asking for him to do his will in our life, we come before him presenting our will and saying, Lord, please do this in this way. And now we come before him with the difficulties of our life, and so we say, Lord, take it away, instead of doing what Jesus does in his prayer, which always is coming before his heavenly Father saying, Lord God, my heavenly King, you have the words of life. Your commandments are truth. Help me to do your will. And what is that? Think about what he says in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. So often in our life, our prayer not being that, it being a place where we just exert control over God, or we complain, or we try and speak a falsehood against him. Lord, why have you abandoned me? Why are you not here? We let the experience of our life define and take away the place of trust. But Jesus is always doing in his life, turning to the Lord, Lord, I believe in you. That's why he's able to do these incredible miracles in his life. Or think about how our faith and our prayer, when we're not doing that, we can't get any grace out of the sacraments. We don't come to Mass yearning to be transformed. We don't bring anything to offer on the altar. We come to confession not with true contrition, not desiring to truly turn away from the sins in our life, not truly believing that God can forgive us. For me, in my priesthood, I think about sometimes, you know, when I go to do an anointing of the sick, which is the sacrament of healing, where you pray for someone who's sick or dying, that sacrament is supposed to be for helping the person have hope, to have the Lord's companionship, but also, if God wills it, for that person to possibly be healed miraculously by God. So often I think about in my life, sometimes in the busyness, I'm going from one thing to the next, I'll go into an anointing of the sick, and I'll just kind of run through it, and I'm thinking in my head, Lord, I just hope you kind of help this person during this time. Or if it's really bad, I lose this sense of faith, and I'll just say, Lord, just help their last days to be comfortable. Okay, that's a good prayer for someone to have comfort, but it's a lack of the fullness of faith that I'm called to have as a vessel for Christ, that we're all supposed to have as a vessel for Christ. Same thing every time I celebrate the Eucharist. Do I truly believe that God is transforming us? And I truly believe in the sacrifice of God giving his life for me and for each and every one of you. Lord, renew my faith. So easy for us to fall away from that sense of the power of God in our midst and a sense of belief that he is who he says he is, a loving Father who has given his only beloved Son for our salvation, out of love for us, with perfect mercy and understanding. Think about maybe our prayer in our life. It's so often maybe just a last result, you know? Maybe we don't really believe in prayer, but we just go to it as a last result because nothing else has worked. Turning to the world and ourselves hasn't done anything, so I guess I'll pray. It's interesting, as a priest, I sometimes get people who come into the parish office who are in that state, just in their own walk of faith, you know? They've seen a movie where a priest did an exorcism, you know, or had some wise words for someone, so they say, hey, nothing else worked in my life. I should go talk to a priest. They come in and try and talk to me and expect me to change their life. What do I have to do in that time? I have to tell them, you know, hey, faith is not magic. Jesus wants a relationship with you. He wants to transform your life, but you got to open yourself to him with vulnerability, just as the apostles do today. Lord, increase our faith. It's interesting, too, one thing that I think really affects us in having faith today and specifically having a long-suffering or long-persistent faith that we see in our gospel passage today. Once again, the servant who's willing to wait to eat, who's willing to serve, is the instantaneous culture we live in. It's interesting. I don't know if any of you guys, I recently, last week, finally updated my iPhone to the new, I think we're up to like the 13 version or whatever, and, you know, charged it up, and my friend was showing me all the crazy new stuff that you can do with it. You can link your calendar and all these things. You can now, like, draw your finger over the keypad instead of having to do this. It's pretty incredible, and I don't understand half of it. Maybe you guys do, some of you younger guys out there. But, you know, I was thinking this other day, you know, how often we just expect things to be at our fingertips. You know, we order something off of Amazon, and it's there in a day or two. Or, you know, I want to know something, so hey, Siri. We just ask Siri the question, and we immediately have an answer. You know, I remember the day as a kid where if you had a question, you so often had to what? Go to the library, go check out a book, oftentimes go searching through 7 or 8 books to get the answer you wanted. We laugh kind of about that, and that's the world we live in, but that affects the way in which we relate with each other and ultimately with God. We oftentimes can have that spirit where we lose faith quickly. We start to doubt more quickly the sense of God's presence in our life. And we despair. And what do? We turn to the world or someplace else to find that instant gratification. So how do we grow in faith today? How do we grow in a sense of the long-suffering faithfulness that really transforms our life? Well, we look to Jesus. He's always the model for us. And he's always the perfect model of faith. What does he show us through his life? Well, he's always addressing God as his heavenly Father, constantly relating every moment of his life to the Father with humility, knowing everything he does comes from the Father. His miracles, his words of teaching, his mission, it's all God's. He would rise early in the morning to pray, go to the accompanying hill talks, get away from the crowd, and just have time with his heavenly Father. When he was in Jerusalem, every night he would go with his apostles to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. That's why Judas knew exactly where he would be when he's going to betray him. You know, and his faith there as he suffers there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord, once again, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. True faith, embracing the will of God the Father, maybe in the midst of confusion, abandonment, rejection, trusting in God the Father, and being willing to wait in trust for God to transform that situation. He had to wait through what? The long suffering and the next day as he suffers on the cross, and then the 3 days in the tomb, waiting for the resurrection and the ascension, the culmination of his life of faith and communion with God the Father. Are we willing in our life to wait for the Lord to bring about his work in our life? Are we willing to wait? It's interesting. When we wait, we get that satisfaction of the power of what God's doing in our life. I remember when I was a kid, once again, had to go to the library to find the answer. I had greater appreciation for the answer I got. Nowadays, I have no appreciation because it's always there. So often in our life, the Lord doesn't give us exactly what we want immediately when we want it because he knows what's best for us. He wants to stretch our heart so that we love him and love each other, not because of what we're going to get or not out of a false expectation of a reward, but out of a true sense of love for who God is and that he truly is owed it. For we are the servants. He is the master. And when we wait and allow him to transform our life, stretching our heart, we actually end up getting more than we could ever want because the Lord gives us something even beyond what our heart or our mind could yearn for. He gives us a transformed life as a beloved son or daughter of God, a redeemed life that's alive in the joy of being chosen in love. So as we ask for the renewal of our faith today, as we come before the Eucharist, which is God's covenant of love with us, his act of faith once again of receiving us in our unworthiness, I want to ask you today to just think about your prayer life. What needs to be renewed today in your prayer? If you're already praying, maybe increasing your prayer. Maybe renewing a sense of the intentionality of the time that you give to him. If you're not praying, I encourage you to set aside time every morning to pray. You know, 15 minutes. Maybe you go out of the house on your way to work, and instead of driving to work, you just sit in your, driveway for 15 minutes, just giving time to the Lord, sharing with him your heart. Encourage you to increase your time of coming before him in the sacraments, maybe daily mass, the sacrament of confession that sets us free from our sins. These are the ways in which we are drawn into this powerful, transforming gift of faith that God gives us, in which he models through his son Jesus. We ask for that gift of faith today for ourselves, for those in our family, and those in the world. Amen.